This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Casey Hobson, Lugnuts first baseman. Casey, back to last year, you were tearing up high school ball back in California. How did you hear when you got drafted?
My agent called me, or my advisor then, my agent now, called me and said, hey, congratulations, you got drafted by Toronto Blue Jays in the sixth round. And, I was happy. It's always been a dream of mine to get the chance to play professional baseball.
Had you seen a lot of scouts at your high school baseball games?
Yeah, I saw a good amount. It wasn't anything overwhelming, but you see a couple guys here and there. So it was fun. It was a fun process to go through.
So after you got drafted initially, what was the next step in the process to getting you signed?
Waited, really. The next step wasn't really a step. I got to go hang out with my dad for a summer while he managed in Maryland, and I got to play summer ball in the Clark Griffith League, and I did well there. And then I got the call on the deadline saying congratulations. We signed you, and so how it went, really.
So how did you spend last winter?
Basically just working out, working with my dad a lot. I got a job. I worked at the gym for a little bit. And basically just working out, working with my dad, and hanging out with my friends, my family, and everything like that.
Your dad, Butch, played in Major League Ball and then managed the Red Sox in the 1990s. What do you remember from hanging out with him when you were younger?
I was only two to 4 years old, so I don't really remember much. I got to go out on the field. I remember going on the field and just being around the guys. And I remember more as, my dad was in my independent ball when I was, 9, 10, up until I was a teenager. So, being around the game a long time really helps.
Is there anything that he told you or someone else has told you through the years that has really stuck with you?
He told me, it's a game. You got to have fun with it. It's your job, but you got to have fun playing it. Once you don't love it anymore, that's when it's time to hang it up. So, I love the game, so I don't plan on hanging it up anytime soon.
Well, here's your first year in professional ball. You start off in the Gulf Coast League, get the call up to Lansing. How have your expectations for what you thought minor leagues would be like compared to how this year has actually gone?
Obviously the GCL is a little bit different than what most people would expect minor league baseball to be like. But this, this is a lot better than the Gulf Coast League. You have night games, you have play in front of fans, and it's more fun. The pitches are better. They throw more off-speed stuff for strikes, and it's different, but it's still, it's still baseball. It comes down to being baseball.
What's the difference between you as a player right now and you as a player a year ago?
As a player, probably, I'm more smart as a player. I'm not as, I was smart then, but I've learned a lot going through extended and playing the GCL and being up here. I've learned a lot more than what I thought I, knew. And as I, hopefully every day, I try to learn something new every day and keep learning, because you're never going to figure the game out. It's impossible. So
it's easy to talk offense, but defensively at first base, what have you learned there?
I've had a couple of skips, mess ups at home, but, really over there is, you got to be good over there. You got to, help the other guys out. If they throw a ball in the dirt, you got to get it. If you don't, there's a run, or they could happen to be a run. It's an error on them. Help them out, help your team out, help your pitcher out. And just defensively, just don't try to do too much. Don't try to make this wonderful play. Just get the ball and get it to the pitcher if needed to.
What's the toughest thing about playing first base?
Everyone says it's, first base is easy and you put them over there to play first base, but the most difficult part is, you see it, someone makes a great play and you have to pick it or whatever. If you don't, or if they just have an errant throw and you miss it or whatever, you feel like it doesn't go on them, it goes on you, because you should be able to make the play. And most of the, plays that, whether if I've just missed, it's tough because you don't get that many chances on the ground ball, but you get a lot of chances to pick from, shortstop or third or whatever. And when you don't make those plays, it feels like that's your error, not theirs.
Speaking of Lugnuts first baseman Casey Hobson, Casey, let's say I put you in charge of all baseball. What's one rule you'd immediately put into play?
One rule? Baseball is almost a perfect game. I know it's not, but I wouldn't change anything. I don't think I'd put a rule. I don't know if I'd add anything, but I definitely wouldn't change anything. I wouldn't do the home run thing. I agree with the instant replay, but I wouldn't instant replay anything else. I mean, that's the nature of the game. That's what's made it great for however many years, you know. So I don't think I'd add or change anything to the game as of now.
Finally, let's say, if not baseball, what would you be doing with your life?
If I didn't play baseball, I'd want to be a firefighter, actually, a forest firefighter back home in California. So it's but hopefully, it'll work out. So I'm not looking to fighting fires anytime soon.
Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. You're listening to Lugnuts Baseball on Classic Hits 92X.